At the top of the Stevenson Street Bridge over Cazenovia Creek, a group of shovelers from a Westside Habitat crew in Buffalo were working to clear sidewalks on the bridge for pedestrians. They were dumping the snow into the creek, which from a distance almost resembles a pile of rocks. Dirty snow chunks of lake effect snow fill the creek bed. But a longtime resident who identified himself only as Bob lives on Melrose, just a few houses away from the creek bank. He says he's not worried about flooding.
I've been on this bridge when the ice let go as big as houses, my wife and I, and it banged into the bridge. This is nothing. These are all small chunks. What you're going to have now is it'll melt. We don't have enough rainfall, I think, to generate any kind of problems. Whenever this ice backs up, it'll back up into the ice bowl in Cazenovia Park first, or it'll back up upstream. And then it's supposed to turn colder, so we should be okay.
The resident says he expects worst of the flooding to occur further up at Cazenovia Park. But Mike Klesick of Cheektowaga, who lived near the creek for years, stopped by this morning to check out the situation. He's a little worried that if the ice doesn't break up at the Stevenson Street Bridge area, the waters could rise above the bridge span.
It's flowing down there, so if this doesn't break up, this is just going to keep coming up to the top.
Two police cruisers are stationed outside and inside Cazenovia Park, keeping a very close watch on the rising creek waters. Much of Cazenovia Creek ice was from the mounds of snow dumped from removal. The nearby storm sewers near the creek bed were flowing from the melting snow, but a few of them had debris and leaps, which could begin to clog up the 7-foot snow melt. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.